السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر، قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما، صدق الله العظيم. From the ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited, most of you must have understood one word, even if you do not know much Arabic, and that is khamr. Normally we say it is alcohol, but it refers to all intoxicants. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says that these people, they ask you about intoxicants and they ask you about gambling. So what must you reply? What must you tell them? What should be your response to their question with regards to gambling and intoxicants? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressing Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him to inform these people who are questioning with regards to intoxicants and alcohol, intoxicants and gambling, that there is in it great sin. The sin is very great. But at the same time, there is some benefit in it for man. There is some benefit and great sin. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, the sin is greater than the benefit. In other words, the harm of gambling and intoxicants far outweighs the little advantage that it may have, the little benefit that it may have. Now the Mufassirin have said that this was the earlier verse, just as the prohibition of liquor was over a period of time. I'm not going into the details of that at this stage. Finally, the ayats of the Quran Sharif were revealed that liquor has been completely prohibited and forbidden. And when it was made haram, then as you have heard many times from different speakers, that the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in, the companions of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, those who drank wine, alcohol, as we drink water, the drinking in our times is nothing in comparison to what the Sahaba-e-Kiram drank before they accepted Islam and before the prohibition of alcohol and intoxicants. However, when the ayats were revealed of its prohibition, then their iman had been built up to such a level that one Sahabi says that I was distributing wine at that time. And when somebody just announced the prohibition of alcohol, complete prohibition, he says, those that were drinking did not even say that let us go to the masjid and ask Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam what this person is announcing, is it true or false? This ayat which has come down to you, we have come to find out about. But for the time being, we will drink whatever is in the tumblers. They did not hesitate. The moment they heard, immediately they broke the jars. In the gullies of Madina Sharif, alcohol flowed like water. Whatever was in the tumbler, in the jar, did not come into the tumbler. What was in the tumbler did not come to the mouth. And what was in the mouth did not even go down the throat. What kind of iman they must have had? We would have hesitated. We would have found an excuse that this is one person who just came to announce now. So first we will query, we will find out. Then we will ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the wisdom behind all these prohibitions. Then we will give it up. There was no question of waiting. If the ayat of the Quran Sharif declared a certain thing haram, then there was no question of waiting. Immediately they gave it up. For they knew that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is wise, and whatever He declares as haram, there is great wisdom in it. So in the same way here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that inform them that in this gambling and intoxicants, there is a little bit of benefit, but the harm, the sin, outweighs the benefits. In another verse of the Quran Sharif, which was revealed later, the total prohibition came. According to the Mufassirin, the total prohibition came in that ayat, in which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon him the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that, O ye believers, in intoxicants and in gambling, إنما الخمر والميسر and أنصاب and أزلام, as Ansab, the idol that they worship, the stones, and Azlam, I will explain just now. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ritsum min amali shaitan. Rits is filth, and it's an amal of shaitan. So what should you do with regards to gambling and with regards to intoxicants? Fajtanibu. Don't go anywhere close to it. I'm giving you the meaning of those ayat. Don't go anywhere close to it. Distance yourself from it. There is no good in it. It is nothing but filth. It is the handiwork of shaitan. It is the action of the devil. So you as believers should not go anywhere near anything that is declared as an intoxicant or that is declared as gambling. Whatever the Sharia declares as haram, whatever the Sharia declares as gamble, and whatever it declares as intoxicant, then don't go anywhere near it. Stay far away from it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may prosper. So that you may succeed. Now, our understanding tells us that if a person hits a jackpot, then he is very successful. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, stay far away from it if you want to succeed. If you want to prosper. And this word falah, there is no word like it in the English dictionary. Where are you going to find a word like falah, the meaning of falah in an English dictionary? Because those people don't believe in the akhirat. And falah covers every aspect of prosperity in this world and in the akhirat. The person will get prosperity and happiness. Allah Ta'ala will give him falah and success in this worldly life of his, in the qabr, on Hashar, until he reaches Jannat. Now that kind of word we don't find in the dictionary, in the English dictionary. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, stay away from this gambling and stay away from intoxicants if you want falah. Today has been earmarked by the Jamiatul Ulama, and they have requested all speakers to speak on gambling in the light of the national lotto. So brothers, this I say is not lotto, it is luto, the Urdu word luto. Luto means loot, grab, snatch, take away, that is what it is. But let's get back to the ayat of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that if you want to prosper, if you want to succeed, then don't go anywhere near gamble. Don't go anywhere near intoxicants. And then further Allah Ta'ala says in that same verse, or the verse that follows, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. What does shaitan desire by getting you involved in intoxicants and in gambling? What is the desire of shaitan? What does he want to do? Because it is his handiwork, so there must be some objective. There must be some purpose. He does not make human beings and man do something without any purpose. So he says he wants to create in you who are believers, he wants to create something. And that is adawat and baghda, enmity and malice. He wants to create that in your hearts by means of these intoxicants and by means of gambling. That is his hope, his aim, that get the ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught up in intoxicants and in gambling and ruin them. That is his intention. Create enmity, create feuds, create arguments, create malice. Now in the time of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to his time, before they accepted Islam, and even after they accepted Islam until the ayats of prohibition, in these days we may call it lottery, we may call it lotto, and we may call it anything else. But the principle was the same. What they did is that they took arrows. Azlam, that is what it refers to. They took arrows. And on those arrows they put different shares. 1/5, 2/5, 4/5, whatever it is, if they had 10 shares. And some arrows had no shares at all. Then they slaughtered one camel, or they slaughtered one ox, and then the person drew out an arrow from a bag. Now whatever share was on that arrow, that is the share, or that is the portion that the person received of that ox or of that camel. All of them paid for it, or one person had to pay for it, because it was a gamble. And if that person did not have any share written on that arrow that he drew, so he went without anything. And this created feud, it created fight, it created enmity, because the person did not get anything and he paid so much. So afterward it led to quarrels which lasted for years. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that this is what Shaitan intends by making you gamble. Create enmity in your heart, between your hearts, and create malice. And also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. And by means of this, he wants to prevent you from salat and from zikrullah, from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. When people get into the habit of playing cards, whether they gamble or don't gamble, when they get into the habit of playing chess, when they get into the habit of playing these type of games, then in our school days we have seen whole nights went by. Nights. The whole night went by. Because no question of Fajr Salat or anything like that. Because we want a conclusion to the game. And those games took so long. And then if there is gambling involved, it's even worse. So it prevents you from Salat. It prevents you from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It takes you away from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that little benefit that the Quran Sharif talks about, it was in the earlier time that it, before the prohibition ayat was revealed, that it could have meant that the person who has earned, or even at present, the person who has earned by means of hitting the jackpot, or his numbers appeared, and he got 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, whatever he got. So for him that little is termed as a benefit, but the harm that it causes, for a believer we are talking. We are not talking about those who have not believed in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Although the harm is for all of them too. There are many things which Sharia declares, anything that Sharia declares haram, if the person indulges in it, whether he is a Muslim or is a disbeliever, it will harm him to some extent. But there are certain things which are like the bone to the dog. That if you give the bone to the dog will get healthy and fit. I mentioned this in one of my talks. That if you have to give a bone to a dog, the dog will get fit and healthy. But if you have to eat bone yourself, then you will die. The bone is for the dog. So in this world, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for the disbelievers, He has made it a jannat. There are lots of things which are haram for us, but permissible for them. If a person is giving plentiful of charity, he's doing building hospitals, he's doing a lot of welfare work, and is serving the needy and the poor, but he doesn't believe in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he doesn't believe in Jannat, in Akhirat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes gives it to them plentiful back in this world as a reward for what good they have done, because there's nothing in the hereafter for them. So here we are not talking about just the amount that the person has received. That for the Muslim we are saying that what he has received, whether it is 1 billion or 10 billion, but because it is a prohibited thing, Allah Ta'ala is displeased, Allah Ta'ala is unhappy with that kind of earning. So even if it increases his bank balance, but it will bring him no peace and no happiness. Look at the SBV robbery. They earned plentiful, but what happiness has it brought them? For a few days, enjoyment, fun, pleasure, flying high, and then what? Then prison. So for the believers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the akhirat. And in this world, whatever he gives, if the person earns it according to the teachings of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then even if it is a little, but there will be great barakat and blessing in it. Again, that example comes to mind, which I have given on some occasion, but what does it cost to repeat if it benefits someone? Recently we had the floods in Mozambique. And many other parts of the world we have floods. In South Africa too we had floods. And when there are floods, then at that time the water is plentiful, plentiful. So much of water that you haven't seen water like that in your lives. In Mozambique, the type of floods, did anybody see waters like that in their lives? Plentiful of water. But the newspaper, the media, everyone warning, don't drink this water. Don't drink that water. Plentiful of water, but they are warning that don't drink it. You must boil it, you must do this, you must do that. But don't drink that water without purifying it. Why? They say there's plenty of germs in this. Because in that water, there'll be dead animals, snakes, scorpions, carcasses, human beings that died. Their bodies were floating in that water. And all the other filth, the sewage, everything in that water. So now if you're going to drink that water, you will end up with bilharzia, or you'll end up with some other serious sickness and disease. So therefore, everybody is warning, all medical men are warning, that don't drink that water. And yet that water is plentiful, there's plenty of water. That is exactly the situation with haram. That even if a person wins 1 billion in that lotto, but it is like that flood waters which is coming with all that sicknesses and diseases. It's all in there, but you cannot see it. Can anybody see that water and say, just with his naked eyes, that this water has got these type of diseases and sicknesses? Unless it is put under a microscope. So here Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him that heart. Allah ta'ala gave him that sight. Allah ta'ala gave him that knowledge. Allah ta'ala revealed upon him those ayat. And he, out of his kindness and mercy, he informed us of the harms of all these type of things. That outwardly plentiful is coming, but there will be no barakat in it. It's going to bring nothing but fights and quarrels and arguments and diseases and sicknesses of the spiritual kind, and sometimes even of the physical kind. And we must not think that getting plentiful is all. At that time, that one glass, one tumbler of clean, pure water, it will be refreshing. It will satisfy the person's thirst, and it will protect him from harm. So the person will be earning less in his halal pursuit. In halal pursuit, he may be getting less, but there will be barakat and blessing in it. And in plentiful, if it comes in the haram way, then there's going to be no barakat. So this lotto is merely a means of inviting us towards the gambling dens. We should not say that it's just 2 rand 50. Because when the person buys once a 2 rand 50 ticket, then it will take him on to more and more and more. Until we have seen that in gambling people have sold their homes, they have sold everything, or everything got sold, and they were left penniless. They could not face the public anymore. And yet at one time, they were rulers, they were kings, they were owners of big, big properties and plenty of wealth. But gambling led them to ruin. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have love for us. They want to save us from that. And remember that if you have to tempt your children into going and say, what does it matter? 2 rand 50, you spend hundreds of rands in other useless things. So what is there if you spend 2 rand 50 in this type of a ticket? If you click it, well, distribute it as charity. Shaitan will put that into the heart. That if you click it, then distribute it as charity. So those parents who will lead them to that, they are also guilty of gambling. It doesn't matter what amount, even the crossword puzzles that you get in the newspapers. If you have to pay an amount and then submit that crossword puzzle and then win something, then it is totally haram, it is gamble. Wherever a person has to pay something and then there is a win, it is haram. So we have to understand that Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they have prohibited these things for our benefit. In fact, the last 2-3 Fridays we were speaking on greed and we were speaking on other such related matters. So this is another thing which is related to the same ayat that we discussed last week. That here also you can see that it is greed after that which surfaces in the heart of the person. He must just win once and then he will go on repeatedly. And not only win, if he loses once, then to recoup his losses he will keep going there. How many of them will tell you about the wins that they had, but they are not going to tell you about how much they lost? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of our monies for charities if it is through the haram sources. For the disbelievers, for those who are do not believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can tell us a lot of things, that these lottos are going to solve the economic problem of our country, is going to eliminate poverty, is going to remove poverty, and it is going to assist and help. The funds that will be generated will help so many different welfare organizations, etc., etc. They can give you all rosy pictures. But for the Muslim, it is his Quran and it is his Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that if Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that this is haram, whatever money you will get through gambling, it is haram, and Allah ta'ala is displeased with it and He will make your life miserable, then we have to believe in it, that that is the truth and nothing but the truth. In England some years ago, a person was informed that he won £26 million, if you recall. And he celebrated and he was on top of the moon. And then afterwards he was informed that there was some error and now it is only £27.10 or something like that. So he took the gun, he shot himself. First he finished his children up and then he finished himself. There are so much of harms in it. And you will find the queues of people at such lotto selling booths. And so many Muslim men, women and children lined up there. And if you have to ask them, they say, well, if I win the 2 million, I will give charities. So if Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm not pleased with that kind of charity, then who are we trying to please then? And that is all just for an announcement purpose or to cover up. But let that person receive that 3 million or 2 million and then see what he gives as charities. So we must look at the Quran Sharif. It says that this is Maisir. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has declared it as haram and forbidden, and the person will never prosper. If Allah ta'ala says he will never prosper, then he will never prosper. I will conclude again on that one example, which alhamdulillah, many people, after listening to that example, without exaggeration, they said, Maulana, that example, it hit the nail on the head, and we gave up our gambling habit, gave up this haram habit of earning haram. And that is that if the person wins 1 million or 10 million, then to him that 10 million dollars or 10 million rands must be like having earned or won 10 million pigs. In the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, every rand that he has won through gambling is like one pig. There is no difference between it. Now imagine if I have to tell a Muslim brother, congratulations, you have won 10 million pigs. Will anybody be happy if his name is in the newspapers, that brother so and so won 10 million pigs? Everybody will swear that person. He'll make la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I don't want to even see where those pigs are. I'm not interested in them. Tell them to slaughter it or kill them or do whatever they want. But please don't bring it into my yard. So this is should be our yaqeen, that every rand that comes through gambling is nothing but like one pig. So if the person won 10 million or 6 million or 3 million, it's like 3 million pigs that he has won. Therefore, avoid reading those articles also in the newspapers which give us a very rosy picture and a glorified picture of those people that are winning. Because our imans are weak, it tempts us very easily. And those who have got televisions in their homes, that shaitan box, which is attracting towards evil, don't even watch those programs. Because that is what will entice us to these haram dens. So this lotto is nothing but luto. So try and avoid it. Stay far away from it. And don't give it any significance in the heart if somebody has won 1 million, 3 million. In fact, after that, avoid going and eating at that person's place to make it known to him that for us to eat in your home now is like eating pork. Then only they will get the message. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just one realization that whatever has come from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, that it is nothing but the truth. And in obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find peace, happiness, satisfaction, contentment, joy. Such kind of contentment which the kings haven't heard of. And in distancing ourselves or going further and further away, getting caught up in all these type of things, we will get nothing but restlessness, anxiety, worries, sleepless nights, and all kinds of problems. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive us and forgive the entire ummah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.